Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Harrelson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Garrett scores. Shamsky goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boswell is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Koosman is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pappas moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Boswell moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boswell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 2 in the game. Koosman bunts towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett is walked intentionally. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Paul Popovich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Popovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyatt hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Galeano pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Phil Galeano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Galeano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Bud Harrelson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 2 in the game. Koosman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Garrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Hickman moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hyatt hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.